Carl Brian Daniels, the tomorrow person.
What is the magic that makes one's eyes sparkle and gleam, light up the sky? The name of the game is light work. Let me introduce you to my friend Carl. He's a real chill guy with a trustworthy smile. Not like his cousin Terrence Henry Cutler, known for needing a broom to get him out of the rafters. Carl has a calm voice that feels like a hug after a fright from Terry's ugly mug, who've been talking of vampires and conspiracy theories, the flat earth deception and how beautiful Gale Forter is. It was Richard Simon Oliver who struck a chord. He tried to help her out but was ignored by the crowd. Rick is serious but full of Terry's jokes, which can be a bit too much and a bit too cold. Carl Brian Daniels is the level-headed one. You want to hang out with Terry, but for not too long. Carl is someone you can rely on. Carl gets along with my friend John. John's hosting a party for them all to come. Rick's got a meal on, can't attend. And by the way, John's just John. Please, don't append. Terry got them all laughing but was quick on the whiskey. And in the meantime, John was chatting to Carl in the kitchen. Terry got on with things he later came to regret. By the end of the night, had a lampshade on his head. Carl explained to John some microbiology, how cells multiply and divide properly. He mentioned how Rick told him about a thing and what to do when that goes wrong, but he didn't go into detail because not that many people listen to him because he's spouting Terry's one-liners. Look at him. No, Carl was the only one with a regular job. Rick and Terry both hung out with that dodgy Rob. Got bad names them all around town. Had them ducking in corners and that brought Carl down. He's worked hard for his job position, but saving the others, still the mission. What is the magic that makes one die? Sparkle and gleam, light up the sky. The name of the game is light work.
Carl Brian Daniels, the tomorrow person.